It's Tuesday, May 28th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Rice Lake police look for a woman who hasn't contacted her family in several weeks. A new lawsuit challenges the collective bargaining ban for state employees. Avoid storm chasing repair crews, consumer protection advocates say, and Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke get murals in Green Bay. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Rice Lake Police Department is asking for the public's help in finding a woman. Police said 44-year-old Melissa Davis hasn't been in contact with her family in several weeks. If you have any information about her whereabouts, contact the Barron County Sheriff's Department at 715-537-3106. This year, Wisconsin had its warmest winter in 123 years. This severely hurt the state economy, as much of the Badger State relies on winter activities to sustain local businesses. The Small Business Administration offered financial help for businesses impacted by the lack of snow. That said, a busy summer may offer some cause for hope. The Office of Governor Tony Evers said the outdoor recreation industry in Wisconsin has grown by 6.8% since 2021. According to the latest data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry contributed a record-shattering $9.8 billion to the state's economy in 2022. Activities like kayaking and camping continue to draw outdoor enthusiasts this summer, helping the state make up for lost revenue. A Wisconsin judge is expected to weigh a union lawsuit against collective bargaining restrictions. Arguments are set for Tuesday. Unions representing teachers and public workers sued to end the state's near-total ban on collective bargaining for most public employees. The 2011 law spurred massive protests that made Wisconsin the center of a national fight over union rights. If the latest lawsuit succeeds, workers who lost their collective bargaining power would have it restored. The law has withstood numerous legal challenges, and the Republican-controlled legislature is asking for the case to be dismissed. If you're looking at repairs after a severe storm, don't rely on a repair crew that just shows up at your house. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says many of those crews are either scammers or will seriously overcharge you for the work.
Avoid those aggressive, high-pressure sales tactics before they engage with any contractor to be sure that they have someone they can follow up with later should they need additional work done.
Reinen says it's best to turn to a local contractor that has a presence in your community, ask friends, family, or your insurance agent for a referral. If you run into trouble, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-422-7128. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Murals to honor Green Bay Packer greats are proposed. Ted Allen takes a look.
WLUK-TV reports the paintings for Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke would be placed on or near bridges in downtown Green Bay bearing their names. Approval of the Starr mural on a building in Green Bay's downtown historic district was granted by the city's Landmarks Commission, while the Nitschke mural to be painted on the Nitschke Bridge awaits approval from the city's Public Works Department. Approval for the images and from the Starr and Nitschke families are also needed. It's hoped the murals will be ready for next year's NFL draft in Green Bay. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And as the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center, I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.